Well, let's start then with Kiat and talking about your brand colours. When you came into the studio, I almost had to put my sunglasses on.
One of the things that we wanted to do when we set up was be very visible. Part of our reason for existing is to be seen using bikes and hopefully to inspire other people to get on their bike to, rather than just for leisure, actually use it for utility. Go to the shops or go to the post office or whatever by bike rather than jumping in the car. So being visible was important to us. We work with a very, very keen kind of environmentally focused graphic designer who came up with all of our logo and our branding, and Sarah Truckle, who did that. She was really, really keen that we were vivid and visible. She did some research, and basically the human eye sees more colours of green, and green is the most visible colour in kind of low light conditions. So it's a safety thing as well as a visibility thing that we are in high-vis green, very, very similar to the Vectis Radio logo.
What a brilliant sort of breakdown of just everything clearly from what you've been talking about. And I'm not saying this to exaggerate. I am almost speechless in terms of how I can respond to that, because quite frankly, what's clear with everything you've described is that everything has such a thought-out purpose. And I'm going to hand over to Sue, because I know Sue's got another follow-on question. But I've never been kind of taken aback quite in that way. And I genuinely mean that, Matt. Very fascinating. And
thanks,
just
Billy.
I love how everything is so purposely breaking down in such a particular manner here. I love it. Sorry, Sue, I'm going to stop waffle-doodling on.
So for people who have just tuned in, of course, Kiat do deliveries on the island using cargo bikes, so a sustainable delivery company. And Matt, you're the director and also a rider for Kiat, but there are lots of other people in the team. So can you tell me a little bit about how the team works?
Yeah, absolutely, Sue. So we've got kind of two sides to the organisation. We're a community interest company. And what that means basically is we do business. We do commercial deliveries. We get paid to do those. And what we try and do is pay our team that does those deliveries the real living wage. We're not accredited yet as a real living wage provider, but that's our kind of direction. So we've got half a dozen regular riders that come in and do that, and they do that no matter what the weather conditions are, and they're out there and they work incredibly hard when it's like it is today, blowing sideways rain in your face, but they also get to enjoy the beautiful sunny weather as well. And then because we've got these quite expensive assets sitting around, we're really keen to get the most out of them. So we also have a volunteer team that enables us to support places like the community pantries and any arts charities. We work, for example, with New Carnival, and it enables us to use our electric cargo bikes for other purposes. Deliveries to people that can't access the community pantries in person, but also we get to play in the carnival. New Carnival Company are really, really keen to decarbonise carnivals. And you imagine, you know, typically you've got a big diesel 4x4 pulling a trailer with a diesel generator for a sound system. We basically can replace all of that with a cargo bike with an enormous sculpture on there and with some solar-powered sound system hidden away that blasts out the tunes without blasting out CO2 and emissions.
Wow, that's really, again, I've just learned so much obviously I didn't know it, otherwise I wouldn't have learned it, but that's just amazing. And what sort of companies do you deliver to? What sort of range of companies on the island?
So, yeah. The commercial side of things, we do work with Spinlock, the marine wear manufacturing cos. We work with Jasper's Coffee doing their wholesale deliveries and also deliveries to the door for their subscribers. We work with Airwear Isle of Wight, who are a workwear provider. We also buy our workwear from them, so that's a really lovely arrangement.
That's quite circular, isn't it? That works well.
Absolutely. We also do a little bit of deliveries for the Isle of Wight Council, and we also work with the Voice Scheme, the rental scooters and bikes on the island. We do some work with them.
Quite a range, then?
Again, coming back to Billy's point about maybe overthinking, one of the things that we kind of established at the very beginning was to make this work, we need a diversity of customer. Mm. And we need to be not so seasonal that we can't cope in the summer and we have to close in the winter. So we've deliberately tried to target larger organisations that have year-round work. A fairly recent one is White Fibre. They were struggling with how busy they were. And their technicians were spending so much time moving things around that they weren't able to bring in new customers, do new installations. We worked with them and kind of made sure that everything that doesn't need a technician goes on the cargo bike. It also means, from a circular perspective, the packaging that we use for White Fibre when their customers are returning things, we basically keep that. So we'll package it up when we collect from the customer, deliver to White Fibre, and we'll keep the packaging for the next one. So yeah, we do a bunch of different things.
Wow, and also sustainable as well. So that's just brilliant. So we're talking to Matt Whitaker, who is director and rider for Kurt, which is a sustainable delivery community interest company based on the island. And Matt, in the last section of the interview, we talked about some of the companies you work for and also some of the local causes that you have volunteers working for as well. But if people want to commission you, so they're looking for someone to undertake their deliveries and in a sustainable way, how do they do that?
So the very best way is starting with our website. All of our contact details are on there. Our website is keert.uk. That's keert.uk. And yeah, our social media links are on there. Our phone contact details, our email contact details are all on there. And yeah, we're really open for any non-profit organisations that want help with moving things. We can offer a very reasonable rate. Basically, we'll charge cost price for those. And for a commercial service, we've got our standard prices up on the website. But depending on what it is that you want moving and how much of it there is, we also offer bespoke quotes as well.
And what sort of work are you looking to take on? Is it what are you looking to take on? Ongoing work, one-off work, a mix of both? Is no job too small?
We will do anything. Obviously, we would love a very wealthy organisation that wants something moving every day. But yeah, we also help out individuals that maybe temporarily are not able to access the pharmacy. We've done collections on behalf of individuals when they need it. But yeah, we'll look at anything.
Oh, that's really helpful. And again, the website is keert.uk. And Keert is K-E-E-R-T, if you're interested. And do you have any particular plans for the future, Matt, that you would like to tell us about?
It's a great time to be discussing this in January, because we've just been looking at what we did last year. Basically, last year we doubled the number of miles that we've done, the number of orders that we've delivered compared with the year before. We really hope to continue that. We've just taken on additional space in Newport and additional space in Ryde. We've got micro hubs, we've got bikes stationed in all the kind of bigger island towns. But yeah, we would love to see some more work in Newport and Ryde with this new capacity that we've just brought on.
And a final question from me really is that we've talked about extra work that you might take on, but if people are interested in volunteering or working for you, do you have vacancies or openings there?
We are always interested in hearing from volunteers. We've got kind of a bit of a backlog of people that want to come and work for us, which is lovely. But again, the best thing to do is take a look at the website. You'll find links on the website for how to apply either as a volunteer or as a paid position. And please, if you're interested in coming riding a bike for us, do get in touch.
Do you know what I also love about the fact that this is, of course, as a CIC, what's brilliant, and I kind of want to come in from an employment angle, we talk a lot about the lack of jobs on the island. Do you know, I'm sat here myself thinking, when I was a student and I was looking for... Sorry, excuse me. Well, I'll start...
Is that frog again? That's
again.
Another one for the bingo card.
Say, that's a bingo card, isn't it?
It's the Vectis Radio frog.
It's the Vectis Radio frog coming up to say hello. It's now gone back down below. Now, of course, as a CIC, what I think is fabulous about what you're able to do there, of course, with the volunteering aspect. When I was a student and I finished university and I was waiting for my job in between being unemployed, thankfully I knew that I had my job, but I was unemployed in theory for a period of 2 or 3 months. I'm just thinking though more widely, there's no excuse to get out there and get experience. If you're struggling to get out there into the world of work, this could be something quite reasonable that you could volunteer yourself into. Not only could you then eventually find yourself then working for you guys, but then you just don't know what's going to happen next, do you? So I love that.
We've got a number of our riders started as they were young people that weren't able to get a job. They started volunteering for us. A couple of them are now paid riders because the work is there, and they've proven themselves that they can go out in all conditions, all weathers, and they're happy to do that. So, there is definitely an opportunity for growth. One of the things we'd love to do in the longer term is actually kind of work on formal courses to bring in younger people and provide them opportunities to either train as a mechanic or as a we call it a dispatcher, basically organising the planned routes, or even into people management. So we have ambitions to grow in that direction. We need to get a little bit bigger first and get some more deliveries underway. But that's the longer term plan.
Well, Matt, we can't wait to have you in again in the future to discuss where these plans are going to go next. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you in the studio this afternoon.
Thanks, folks. It's been a joy to come in.
Brilliant. And we'll really look forward to having you back if this time next year, if not sooner.